Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Police are looking to make an arrest in the death of a well-known streetball hero and former professional basketball player killed in a shooting on a court in Harlem last night. It began with a 911 call of gunfire shortly before 10:30 during the opening game of the Kingdom Tournament, an annual event at the King Towers NYCHA complex on Lenox Avenue. Responding officers found three people wounded, including 35-year-old Canoe Rockford of Brooklyn, who'd been shot in the head. Rockford was a regular at tournaments in the city. He used to play professionally overseas, mainly in Europe, and is also an alum of the basketball program at Fairleigh Dickinson. FDU has posted a statement calling Rockford a standout and a leader who built a legacy at the school's Hackensack campus. The FDU community is devastated, they say. The other two victims are now stable after suffering leg and arm wounds, respectively. Now, a statement from the Kingdom Games says they condemn all forms of violence and remain committed to providing a safe and positive environment for their youth and community. Well, we're waiting to hear if there were any injuries or fatalities in a house fire in New Jersey this morning. It tore through a home on Park Place, reported around 8:30 a.m., displacing nearly two dozen people. No word yet what caused it. The Red Cross says they are now assisting residents with food and shelter as well. Police are trying to figure out what led to a tragedy this week on the Upper West Side, where a toddler was found dead at a hotel. Officers made that terrible discovery on Wednesday after being called to the Bell Nord on West 87th Street. The baby, just 16 months old, pronounced dead at the scene. Few other details so far, and they're still investigating a cause of death for the toddler. Around 5,000 runners taking part in the 9/11 Memorial and Museum 4-mile race in Central Park this morning. The New York Roadrunners event honors the nearly 3,000 people lost on that day. Museum President Beth Hillman.
It's an amazing sight to see 5,000 runners out to support the idea that we have to make sure we never forget. So they're joining us in our mission to commemorate the people killed that day, to educate the world about what happened, and to inspire the end to the hatred and intolerance that caused it.
Now, one of today's runners was Hannah Bourne, a U.S. Air Force pilot from Virginia.
My sister and I were both toddlers and infants in the Pentagon Daycare Center on September 11, 2001. We were fortunately safely evacuated thanks to the actions of selfless service members who showed up and just asked, how can we help? But we recognized our family was very fortunate that day.
The run also raises money for the museum itself, with this year's goal set at $800,000. Well, city officials are still doing battle with Legionnaires' disease. Crews out today disinfecting 12 cooling towers on buildings on the Upper East Side after more than 31 tested positive for Legionella bacteria. City Health Commissioner Dr. Alistair Martin says residents are not in any danger from the water supply because you can't catch Legionnaires from drinking a contaminated water.
It's safe for folks to drink water, to bathe, to shower, to cook, and to use their air conditioner. And we're still avidly conducting a thorough investigation to confirm which exact location is harboring the live Legionella bacteria.
Among those buildings already cleaned is the Guggenheim Museum on Fifth Avenue. Health officials have tested nearly 200 cooling towers since a Legionnaires' outbreak began earlier this month. More than three dozen people have tested positive, 22 hospitalized, no deaths reported, though. Last summer, an outbreak in central Harlem killed seven people. Two alleged predators under arrest in New Jersey after the sexual assault of three girls by men they met on social media. Desmar Rivers and Jaquan Robinson are both from Jersey City. According to the Hudson County Prosecutor's Office, one of them arranged to have the young victims brought to an apartment on Bergen Avenue after crossing paths with them on Instagram. The girls later told authorities that's where they were assaulted. It happened on July 3rd, investigators say. The girls reported it 2 days later. The two suspects are 19 and 27. They are being held pending their first court appearance on charges including sexual assault and endangering the welfare of a child.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.